It's time for our weekly chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, and we have a few topics to get through today. Thanks very much for joining us, Matt.
Alan, how are you?
Not too bad. We've got a bit of a political theme. Lots going on, of course, as everyone knows at Westminster at the moment. But you're going to chat a little bit, first of all, about an all-party parliamentary group which RNIB has been involved in.
All our attention seems to be focused endlessly on Westminster at the moment, doesn't it? Serious point, you know, our links into Parliament as the RNIB and within the sort of eye health sector are really important. Clearly getting traction from MPs and ministers is important. We need to be in there getting notice, lobbying, you know, getting the eye health agenda on the national radar, particularly in the current context of real challenges in the health service. There's a couple of things just maybe to touch on. First of all, there is a set of sort of structures called APPGs, all party parliamentary groups, which look at different particular issues. And there is one on eye health, which is chaired by the Labour MP Marsha de Cordova, who's a good friend of the RNIB. And with our good friends at Thomas Pocklington Trust, we're going to support the APPG, you know, with some resource and some assistance in pulling together the plan and the sort of calendar. So we can make that, you know, as sort of vigorous in support of the eye health sector as we can make it. So Charles Cahoon is the CEO of TPT and myself had a meeting with Marsha in the week and agreed how that's going to work. And so I'm really excited that we're on with supporting that, because I see that as being a really useful and very relevant vehicle to really advance eye health issues within Parliament. And sort of related to that, there was a separate group called The Eyes Have It, which is a good pun on words from a parliamentary group, The Eyes Have It, which is a group of, again, interested parties in the eye health sector, some charities. There are the odd corporate element, Roche are in there. There's some of the sort of smaller societies who work on research, so Fight for Sight, for example. And there was a parliamentary reception, which RNIB people attended, which not only had Marsha there, but also had Will Quince, who's the current minister in this space, who spoke, I think, very well, actually, in terms of understanding from that meeting a lot of the issues and challenges. And whilst the current, and I say the current, Health Secretary Therese Coffey has come out with her ABCD plan, certainly Will Quince was saying ABCD and E yesterday, with the E being for eyes, which was good that he understood it and it got on his radar and he was able to sort of see it as weighty an issue as the other four parts of the alphabet in the current government plan. So in another group, so we sit in a group called a Disability Charity Consortium, where some of the major UK charities, the likes of Mencap and Mind and the RNID and Scope and Sense, Leonard Cheshire, who come together and work very collectively on matters and have a very effective influence into ministers in government. We've also been working on things like our collective representation to the National COVID Inquiry, where we're working together and we would have input collectively into the National Disability Strategy, which was about 15 months ago. So yes, we had a meeting this week with Claire Coutinho, who's the current Minister for Disabled People. And we were able to get across in that first meeting for her with us a number of issues around the cost of living crisis, around, you know, what we expect to see in the next financial statement at the end of October around benefits, and also able to talk about other opportunities around employment, which we're all working on very hard. We're able to get some points across about that, and within that, you know, some real detail around how we need to improve the access to work process.
We've always heard a lot about pensions now going to be increased, well, so far anyway, next year by 10.1% inflation. Still waiting on, I think, the finding out of what's happening with benefits as well. And like you say, Matt, employment, a good one in there. We've been talking a lot about the new internship programme, which has been run by RNIB and Thomas Pocklington.
Yeah, we have 21 people signed up for that now, and we're looking to extend that, absolutely. And yeah, we need to be, you know, helping ourselves as the RNIB and as a sector on, you know, giving people every avenue to get into work. You know, within the RNIB, 19% of our staff at the moment are blind and partially sighted, which is the highest it's been. I think we need to go higher than that, clearly, and we need to be, you know, being as imaginative as possible in finding, you know, really good routes into employment across the sector.
Indeed, and you've been at another gathering as well, again, you know, with other charities. So a lot of collaboration out there within the eye sector and beyond.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, well, I mean, the what I just said about the internship, you know, that's working with colleagues. TPT and ourselves have helped underwrite that, but it's working with the Visionary Group, identifying smaller societies who can take on an intern beneficially, you know, which we're supporting, and gives them an extra extra capability, extra pair of hands. That's a really good example of the VI sector really coming together, and we meet quarterly as a group in terms of progressing an agenda. What we did on Tuesday was have a meeting, which was a slightly more sociable meeting, but it was meant to be getting, and it did get, more people from all the organisations involved, who are 8 charities in the VI sector: ourselves, Guide Dogs, TPT, Blind Vets, Macular, Glaucoma, Retina, and the Visionary Group, come together as this VI sector group to get to know each other better, just build relationships, build trust, build familiarity, have conversations on shared interests and on work that we're doing, and just sort of deepen and strengthen the relationships in the sector to help deliver on some of these big programs. And we had a very good external speaker who came to talk to us called Juliette Bouverie, who's the CEO of the Stroke Association, and she's a very impressive lady in her own right in that role. But that role sits within another consortium of charities called the Richmond Group, who are bigger charities working on some of the major sort of health conditions, so cancer, arthritis, strokes, etc. And she was able to come and talk to us about some of the opportunities and pitfalls of working in sort of a charity consortium. So it was a really useful evening on a number of levels.
All right, let's finish off then with a quick look back at the current campaign, the big campaign, which is See the Person, Not the Sight Loss. We have talked about this, Matt. The adverts have been on TV and the cinemas as well, even discussed on Gogglebox. Early days, but going well.
No, going really well, really pleased. As ever, you there's so much work to get these to the start line, and you're so pleased when you see it going live, on the advert break at Coronation Street or on Gogglebox, all the work, coming to fruition. But in some respects, we're just starting the work, really, because we've now got to really exploit the campaign. And clearly, we're only 2 or 3 weeks in, it's early days, this will run for some time, and the impact is meant to be enduring. So it's not as if we're expecting only instant gratification, but really what we're trying to do is shift society, and that's a longer burn. But we're very pleased so far on some of those more immediate metrics in terms of views we've had, the reach we've had, the response we've had, which has been overwhelmingly positive from a variety of sort of groups in society. Particularly gratifying that visually impaired people are seeing it as a very genuine, very real narrative that really talks to issues they faced in their lives. There's a whole educational piece about going to school and using technology to access data, employment. It's a punchline at the end of the ad is getting a job and employers being open-minded clearly about and understanding the benefits of employing blind and partially sighted people. So we're doing, we started to move to that phase. One stat I will give you, which shows I think how these things can have an impact, is we are seeing, in terms of people coming forwards to want to work for us, in the roles of advertising, a 50% increase in people coming forward wanting to work for the RNIB, which I think is really quite an interesting immediate stat, and shows how these sort of campaigns can land very well with people.
Good news, early days, Matt. Now, if you would like to learn more about RNIB, about the services, or want to know more about some of our campaigns, like See the Person, Not the Sight Loss, go to rnib.org.uk. Or you can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Matt, it's out of time again. We'll catch up with you again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan. Thank you. Been an interesting week, and let's see how Parliament settles down now.